Blog Talk Radio.
To help save wildlife affected by oil spills, rescue workers have opened up a lot of Dawn. They rely on it because it's tough on grease, yet gentle. But even they'll tell you, Dawn helps open something even bigger. This year, Dawn is also donating $1 million to rescue efforts. Go to Facebook.com, Dawn Saves Wildlife. Find out how the little things you do can make a big difference.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you.
divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I am also the only begotten son of an undisputed, undefeated banner for pride fighter and a father, a retired Vietnam veteran who loved to shoot those cannons. Peace and blessings upon the soul of both of them who came together to create me. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you who's tuning in tonight for my six-year anniversary with the greatest company of internet radio, WBNN. We are Beverly Nation Network. I also want to let you know that we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to speak, well wish, or to interact with me, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Along with this six-year anniversary, I want to again thank the 77,000 who tuned in to my opening show, the opening night, as well as all new people who's listening in and tuning in to hear me for the very first time tonight. I thank each and every one of you. Along with tonight's anniversary celebration, I will be getting some serious honor to all mothers. And I'm going to do this in three segments because there's three types of mothers I want to mention tonight. The first type of mother I want to mention is ones like my own and my elder brother, the only other son of my mother, and I'm talking about Mr. Delroy Sawyer, that's currently living in North Carolina, and I'm currently living here in Tennessee. Our mother originally wanted two daughters, but instead, all in all, made it possible for her to have two sons that grew up into men. So we give thanks to that. Some of you who's listening tonight also had such a mother that took time. I don't know why that happened, but just a minute.
That's all right. That's all right. And as we get our electronic technicians together, I want everybody to celebrate this man tonight here. He was here when we had Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, and we also had Beverly Nation when he first came on. And we were working as two different entities into one great Ngozi Time Multimedia. And so that is what we do on a constant basis. Magic Man, talk to me. Check one, check two.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know why my screen song came on, but I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man. Go ahead and keep on talking.
All right. So giving honor to the first type of mother, and I'm going to do this in three segments, okay? The first type of mother, I want us all to give thanks. Anyone who ever made it to this side that's living in this day and time, I want you to take time to honor and show the respect to the one who was your yielder, and I'm myself included. Our mother was our yielder and the most merciful that was able to grow us on the inside of her for a period up to 9 months. And I know some people are premature, that was born premature, like my son grew up, Kapon Shamel Felton. Had to take time to mention that. Love you. And some of people, anyone, in regards to however you got here, I want you to take time to show divine love and respect for someone who carried you, nurtured you, took care of you. And not only that, our mother are first educators, not to take anything away from our fathers. And I had one of the best. And I know Hall of Fame four times also had one of the best. I can vouch for that. As well as one of the best mothers to ever visit this side of Mission Planet Earth. So along with doing that, I look at the state of our beautiful world. And I've always said, if you're listening to Magic Man for the very first time tonight, you're going to hear some stuff that you may or may not have heard. When it comes to women, and I'm going to deal with the original woman, the original Eve, or the original life giver that gave birth to every nation or nationality or ethnic background of people on this entire planet. One way or another, when I look at the things that's happening in this day and time, the respect that the original woman once had and admiration that she once had by the entire world, and for her not to be able to have that, for a lot of things to be happening in this day and time, it's time to put a stop to that. And if there is a chance for us to turn things around with so many things that went off course, especially with the children that's being born in this day and time, this is very important. This is a very key point that I also want to make right here. For anyone who's listening that is aspiring to be a mother or become a mother, that haven't at this point in time given birth yet, this is one of the most important messages that I can offer, one of the most important things that I want to plant tonight. If you are listening, and the great thing about this here in the digital age in which we're in, and the power of thought that surrounds the entire universe and omniverse, even right now while speaking, even without the connection, the divine connection that we have through internet radio, because the power of thought will travel from mind to mind, soul to soul, and body to body. So as I put this message out right now tonight, while it's live and direct, or for the people who's going to listen when this show is archived, for those of you who at this point in time haven't given birth as of yet, please be very conscious and cautious about who you allow to come into you, not to be vulgar, and I'm talking about in every sense of the word, come into your life, ones that you develop a love for, ones that you plan on building a family with. Take time that you do it with the right type of man. I can't even say the best type of man at this day and time. But make sure that the man is mentally stable, spiritually able, physically able, and even more important than that, someone that's financially stable. Because a lot of things is happening nowadays, because one of the things that used to happen with the old paradigm shift is getting in a situation when you're not financially able to take care of a newborn. That's one of the most frustrating things that a couple can ever, ever experience, irregardless of the love. Yes, love is very, very important. But my sound advice I want to offer to you is take time to become financially able. Take time to live before you sit down and plan a family, because there's a lot of unwanted births that's out here. And shout out, matter of fact, I'm going to do that on the next section, okay? Because there's a very, very special people that I also want to mention on the next section, okay? But again, this opening with our six-year anniversary, I want to take time to honor all mothers who have taken time to nurture us, carry us, protect us, provide for us, even or long before we was able to do this on our own, okay? A mother is one of the greatest divine blessings by way of all in all, or whoever title that you choose to call on. Take time to give thanks and honor for her, okay? So anyway, that's my opening. happy, divine love and respect and 6-year anniversary for We Will Wear You. This is our celebration for over 6 years. So, with no further ado, Hall of Fame 4-time, do us the honor with the first break, sir. Thank you.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with the Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dream, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie." Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, Sadie Mae,
don't you know
still loving us all?
Wow, that was absolutely amazing, Hall of Fame four-timer. Wow. Anyway, welcome back, attentive listening audience, as we celebrate 6 years with our great company of WBNN, which stands for We Are Beverly Nation Network. And remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact, well wish with me on tonight. And this is the second part, or the second type of mothers. Remember, there's three types of mothers, and something very unique about the third type. But before the third type, let me speak about the second type of mother. I want to give honor and respect for the second type of mother, as we give an honor to all mothers, is someone who didn't give birth naturally. Matter of fact, these are the type of mothers that took time to adopt, took time to be a caretaker, took time to be everything that the mother who gave birth didn't take time to do. And just like I said before in the first segment, just like we all need to take time to give respect to the original mother, let's all take time to give divine love and respect for the motherly type. The motherly type of women that's out there. And shout out to a lot of you that I have met that came into my life, such as Mrs. Lee. I remember when I grew up, before I started to walk the streets of Nam, there was many, many motherly types. Some of them was actually relatives, like Ma Mary. Shout out and divine love to Ma Mary, okay? And Miss Lee, or Miss Melton, who also took time to take care of me. And there were so, so many to name. But these are some of the ones that's at the forefront of my mind. These women not only had a strong hand in my development from going from a child to a young youth into now, even in my adulthood, I have to take time to give thanks to those motherly type of women that not only influenced my life, but they prayed over me. They taught me certain things when it came to dealing with women, how to approach women, and even how to prepare to deal with the love of a woman. And again, I give thanks. Some of you out there in the listening audience may have experienced both, like the first one I described in the first segment, or the second one I'm describing now. Take time to give honor. If you are one of those, then take time to take a bow, or as we take a bow to you, to show divine love and honor to you. Okay? Now, we get ready to take another break, but there's a third type of mother. I want to take time to set this up right quick, Hall of Fame four times. There's a third type of mother that when we come back, and we're going to open up joint ventures, okay? So here's the deal. I'm going to set some ground rules for tonight's celebration. When you press that one, and I'm encouraging as many people as possible to come on and press that one. And when you come on, I got a question to ask each and every one of you. Are you the first type of mother that gave birth? Are you the second type of mother, the motherly type? Or are you the third type of mother that I'm going to mention shortly after we come back? So Hall of Fame four times, if you will. Do us the honors.
You've been misused.
Wow, outstanding. Hall of Famer four times. You are really getting it in tonight on our six-year anniversary. And I'm telling you, and I give thanks to all and all for you. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, again. This is the six-year anniversary of We Will Aware You. And thank you so much for tuning in, calling in, listening in. Now it's time to press that one because joint adventure time. I already know that there's a caller number one in queue. So number one in queue, before I bring you on here, I got a question. Matter of fact, I am going to bring you on. Caller number one in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Peace, peace, peace. This is Jetty A-Check, host of the SGC show that's coming this Thursday at 9:30, part of the WBNN Beverly Nation Network, newly appointed. What's going on with you, Magic Matt?
Hey, I'm enjoying it. It's a blessing, Jetty A-Track. Man, love what you have brought to WBNN so far and what you have brought to our world and this side of the universe, man. Thank you for being everything that you are, and thank you for pressing that one. Look, I got some questions to ask you. If you tune in to the entire show so far, there's three types of mothers, and it don't appear that you're the first two. But the third type of mother I'm about to mention now, and I'm going to ask you, are you a real mother for ya? Yeah.
Right on, I'm listening, brother.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm listening, brother. Right on.
So are you a real mother for you?
Am I a real mother for you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, given the circumstances of me following along the format and the frequency and the flowers that we are giving to the women out here, that have taken upon themselves to be the mothers that they are, whether they went through the pain of birth giving or they went through the pain of adopting a child and taking upon themselves the mantle of being the mother, I got to be able to say that the only way that I could ever be a mother for you is by giving love and flowers to the flow and the frequency of the mother that gave birth to me, Ms. Kulubo from Zozo, Liberia.
Man, divine love and respect for your mother. And that's the key, too. What I did is I took a little spinoff from the late, great Johnny Guitar Watch during that time. And I reflect on that show, well, actually that song, actually, where some of the things that he mentioned is making baby milk out of powder during some of the, or one of the most challenging times that we had, and especially in the United States as well as other parts of the world. You know, a real mother for you is someone that will be able to make a way out of no way. And based on my perception of you, Jetty 8-Track, the divine gift, how you shared certain things about your life, how you overcame certain things about your life, I only mean that in the sense of the highest respect. So thank you so much for coming on tonight with celebrating this six-year anniversary of me by being a host of We Will Aware You. I appreciate you being number one, pressing that number one. And before you go, let We Will Aware You, a listening audience, know how they can be supportive and tune in to your endeavors and your upcoming show, sir.
Hey, first of all, I got to show love to you, Mr. Magic Man. You know, you holding it down for the people out here to tune in, to listen, to feel what you got kicking right now, especially the love that you're giving to the mothers and for the mother for you. You know what I'm saying? As for me, y'all can tune in this Thursday coming up at 9:30 to the SGC show with Jetty A-Track. Y'all going to get the acronym for that and the breakdown, the science for that. Y'all tune in this Thursday. I've been newly appointed. Thank you to the entire commission and the entire council of WBNN and Beverly Nation. We're going to make some things rock and shake and groove and groove. You dig?
Love it. A blazing star. Appreciate everything that you are, Jetty 8-Track. This is Joint Adventures, and we have caller number two. Caller number two in queue. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito. Hi, Magic Man.
Hey, hey, congratulations on the show that you had the other night, an outstanding, outstanding show.
Thank you, sweetie, and congratulations on your show tonight. I mean, your anniversary. That's amazing.
Thank you so much, Jerry. I love you. I appreciate you. And look, I already know that you are actually the first two.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I could even attest that you actually the third type of mother, a well-rounded. With some of the things that you have accomplished, like I mentioned when I was speaking to Jetty 8-Track, a real mother for you is someone that's able to make a way. And I know you're a strong woman of faith. And correct me if I'm wrong, I know you're going to attribute a lot to your life and you accepting your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And you're strong, strong in faith. But some of the things I have bear witness and seen you do since our divine connection here by way of this great company, I have seen you not only do it for me, and I want to take time to, you know, to acknowledge you, that I look at how far I came even when it came to my first anniversary, my first internet interview that's still available on YouTube right now. As I tried to introduce sound therapy to the world, and I knew that you took that and shared it and shared it,
yes.
And even with my campaign manager. So I can attest to the fact that you are all three when I'm speaking tonight about giving to all mothers. So thank you so much. You want to say anything tonight pertaining to honoring all mothers, Jerry?
Well, yes, I do. I want to say something to you, of course, about your mom. I want to say something to Brother O about his mom, you know, my mom looking down, you know, they're smiling. And, you know, everyone out there, this is very important to understand. You know, Ricardo Rashard, hurt people, right? That, you know, his documentary, and it means something. It's very important because, you know, we look down on the different generations, our mothers, our grandmothers, whatever. Things were very different back then. And if your mom was tough on you, well, maybe someone was tougher on her. So give her a break, give her forgiveness, and just know that the love is always there regardless. And that's just important, Huni. And you know I love you, and you just touched my heart tonight with this topic.
Wow. Wow. Try not to get emotional. That was very, very heartfelt, Jerry. Thank you so much. And, you know, we at WBNN, we strive and we pride ourselves on saving lives. And I feel like that if there is a chance to turn things around, and there is a chance, this is a key point. Anyone who followed me throughout my whole entire career, for almost 38 years, especially since I've been a broadcast radio, for 6 years and counting, I always mention that this is key. And the key point is, and this is where it starts with, the mind of a woman and the mind of a mother.
Yeah.
Being able to gain that type of respect, because we had, you know, I can attest to this, the type of mother that not only gained and earned a certain amount of respect, and unfortunately, I look at a lot of the youth of this day and time, they don't have that connection. And
right.
If there is a chance for us to turn that around, to me, that would be one of my greatest wishes. I want that more than $1 billion right about now.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Can I tell you who my guest is going to be on my next show?
Oh, yeah, please.
Are you ready? Are you sitting down, guys? All right. So I'm not a good singer, okay, but I'm going to try and just sing the one line. But Beverly Bremers, her hit song, Don't Say You Don't Remember. Remember that one, Huni?
Heavens, yes, I do. And you sounded good.
That's the one. She's going to be my guest 4 weeks from this week. This past Tuesday, 4 weeks from Tuesday.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jerry, for being everything that you are. Thank you so much for pressing. Love you, too, with the heart and soul of me. Hey, look, Hall of Fame 4-time. This is Jonah Venture, so if you will, I want to hear some more of that sound therapeutic selection that you already got and have prescribed for us. What else you got? Listening audience to tonight's 6-year anniversary, along with honoring all mothers. And thank you so much to the people who called in so far. Jetty 8-Track, the Hall of Fame, enshrined and lifetime achiever Jerry Petito, as well as anyone else who want to well wish me and all that was achieved for 6 years. You know, speaking about mothers, I'm going to take time to share a story that I shared before. But some of you might be hearing this for the very first time. I'm going to show you. Or take time to tune in and use your imagination. I want to share a heartfelt story. I remember when I was doing rideshare. Matter of fact, when I was doing rideshare, I saw a message at that time, and I had to read a text message, and this text message said, "I'm sending you to pick up a package." And I knew at the time, I said, okay, someone is running me through a test here. And I had to drive about 45 miles away. And she wasn't specific about what that package was. She was just certain, you know, just putting certain things out there. And say just about every maybe 10 minutes, she would send another message and she would speak about how important this package is to her. And she said, "Look, I'm trusting you to pick this package up. And I'm trusting you to secure this package protect this package and make sure that you bring this package to me, right? And as I get closer, she would send other messages. And then I knew within my heart of heart that this was a woman that was sending this message. And again, I didn't figure out that the package that she was talking about was her son. And at the time when I was pulling up, and that shows the power of technology that we have today, because at the exact time when I was pulling up to pick up this, as she described, this very important package to her, that's when she sent the final message. She said, "You see the package?" And I laughed. I said, "Trust me, you don't know me like that, but for the ones who do, and by me being a father, and shout out to the father, we got something very special coming up in June. As I bring my brother on, and I'll be speaking about brotherly love. But tonight we're honoring all women. And just like that woman, I sent a message back to her, and I said, trust me, the package that I'm picking up, I guard this package with my life." Okay? And so I just want to take time to do that. And we as sons, this is the key point. People used to laugh and joke when I was coming up that if you was too close to your mother, they used to poke fun and call you a mama's son or a mama's boy. I didn't like the word boy. But anyway, for all the sons out there or mother's sons, ma sons, some of you will know exactly what the grand architect is talking about. So anyway, we have another caller in queue. Next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Greetings. Thank God for your show. Praise be to the all that maintains this universe. Greetings, Brother Owen. Greetings, Huni Bakatun. My name is Matthew Graham. Thank you again for another show. Well, first, I'd like to thank you as well, both of you. I don't know if the listeners know, I helped out for a second, and you helped me with letting me be an intern on your show for a second. However, there were a lot of variables that I talked about as far as me being preoccupied with court, with having to have like Social Security paperwork, my father having the water in his lungs. The unfortunate part is that this week I lost my father. He died. The fortunate part though about this is that because I wasn't preoccupied with like additional things, maybe like having to like contact certain people and have things prepared, not only for like other government entities, but even for the show, it gave me one last opportunity actually to be with my father in person and to talk with him plenty of times on the telephone. This show that you have tonight, dealing with mothers, it's a beautiful show. I believe that the woman is obviously like the progenitor of our future. She's the nurturer of our future with our future generations. Just like there's fire and water, like fire being the male principle, water being the female aspect, yin and yang, yang being the male, yin the female, heat and moisture, sun and earth, Adam and Eve. You believe in Kadmon and Negibah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Leah and Rachel. And we look at both of you actually mentioned your fathers on the show and your mothers as well. And you gave the way you honor both them and the way that you spoke of them, it made me think about the generations that created us in the first place and how the Creator lines so many of these things up generation to generation with each one of your mother, each one of your fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers. If you keep going back generation to generation to generation, if one of those individuals, like you're talking about the mothers today, if one of those mothers, grandmothers, was not there, Think about all the conflicts that happen, hurricanes that happen, tornadoes, earthquakes, wars that may have happened, maybe in Africa between a Zulu tribe and another tribe. If you have European ancestors, wars that might have raged over with Napoleon and so forth. If one of those mothers wasn't there or one of those fathers wasn't there, we wouldn't be here. The Creator wouldn't align this up spiritually, physically, and with the force that maintains and keeps this reality moving. We wouldn't even be here at this very moment to communicate. So when I listen to your shows, I always say thank God for your shows. I always mention that as well when I call. And I have like a couple questions I want to ask both of you. Like, how do you come up with these ideas, like, for such spiritually nourishing, uplifting radio shows? Like, because you talk about things, like, where do you get these ideas from? Or is it, like, impromptu? Do you really think about it? Because I believe the Creator makes these things happen, because it's so incredible how these things fall into place, and you mentioned these topics. I was just wondering, like, is there any – do you have a spiritual aspect behind it that may have happened, like, in the immediate, in this current and the now? Are you preparing, like, a way back? Because, like, how are you coming about this? Because you have a smile on my face right now, and I don't smile very often, especially considering the circumstances with my father. But did you come up with this, like, for the moment? Was this something planned, you know, when you have these shows? I'm just curious. I want to know, and I'm sure maybe the listeners might even want to know.
You know, first of all, I want to say peace and divine blessings upon the soul of your father. By me having the honor to be able to meet you in person and for you to have shared what you shared with me and the listening audience, your father your mother gave birth, but your father, you know, he had to participate as well in order to procreate you, and you are one heaven of a man. I'm telling you, I can say that from our interactions. I appreciate the soul that you have, and you definitely a divine blessing for all of us. And what's unique is by you asking me such a question, I'm going to reveal not even a best-kept secret. But when I received my calling on June 13, 1985, the beginning of Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover, I had no agenda. When I was going from synagogue to church to mosque to walking the streets of Nam and different community centers and meeting people one-on-one and in group sessions, I had no agenda. For some of you faith-based people that's out there may have read or heard that if you shut up, we'll speak through you. Even all the way when I was doing great work, volunteer work into the prison ministry, I had no agenda other than my being able to offer with the greatest intentions. Now, as far as this particular show, even though I feel so honored and humbled to be here, for 6 years, right? I always pray and meditate on what it is I am to speak about, okay? And a lot of times, the other mother that I want to mention, and I can't, you know, not do this show without mentioning her, is Hall of Fame 4-time mother, who I have been able to bear witness to her and her brilliance. Because, again, you know, not to just minister to everyone who's listening tonight, but I'm here to be a witness. And I want you all to bear witness that once you vacate the body, like you spoke about your father, when you vacate the body, you're in the presence of the Lord, as it has been said, meaning life continues. It's not over. It is not over. So thanks to Hall of Fame 4-time mother and my mother, the undefeated Bare-Knuckle Prize Fighter, they have a huge influence on my mind, as well as many other mothers as well, right? But I'm making it personal to answer your question. I get that through inspiration. One way or another, they're able to tap inside of my mind and my spirit and let me know. Sometimes I can have a show already, you know, that I would maybe be thinking about that would be a good subject, a good content. And they have the power. This is the key point I want you all to get before we take the next break. They have the power to shut down what I might want to share with y'all because they're already in tune, because they're on the other side or living within both worlds, for lack of a better word. So that's about the best I can do. Thank you so much, Matthew Graham, for being everything that you are, and I can't wait to be able to see you in person again. We're going to take another break as Hall of Fame four times. Do us the justice. If you will, sir, do us the honor. Wow. Absolutely amazing. Incredible master mix by only a master himself. Hall of Fame 4 times. Wow. So humble and full of gratitude by what you have selected tonight for us all to listen to. All right. Again, this is Jonah Ventures. Next calling to you. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, Mr. Huni Bakatoon. This is Ava Holly. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent. Angel Ava.
Well, I have written something special for you. I have written something special for you tonight. But before I get into that, I just want to give, first of all, happy six-year anniversary. How special is that? And I don't know you, your mom, your family very well, but I'm getting to know you, and I'm loving that friendship and relationship that we have. And the more I get to know you, the more I love you. So congratulations on your anniversary. I want to give my condolences to Matthew and his dad. I want to give a shout-out of love and light to Brother O's mom, to Jerry's mom, and all of you out there that have lost your mom or someone like a mom. My mom has been gone some time. We were very close. I think of her every day. I carry her in my heart every day. I love when she sends me signs, and she does that quite often, so that makes me smile. And sometimes I find myself picking up the phone to call her. But I have to share a quick story with you, and I want to be conscious of time, and I have something I wrote for you. So I have a 28-year-old daughter, very independent, quirky, fits right in with us, just a quirk, and lives on her own. I also, last year, adopted a four-legged daughter, so I feel like I have another baby in the house. And a couple of years ago, I took in a Vietnamese late teenager who, his mom lives in Vietnam. He had no family here. Well, he was living with his dad. Dad passed away, and he had no other family here. There's more to the story, but it's long, so I'll leave it at that. Yet, I took him in because he had nowhere to go, and during the pandemic, he had to give up the room he was staying at because the people's children came home. So he was a friend of a friend, and we took him in, and he stayed with us for a few years. Now he's in his senior year at Rutgers. He's doing very well. And it's funny because, you know, I have a music and theater background, and in high school, I played a very high-end mother figure in a production, and all the kids my own age would call me mom in the hallways and stuff. So I guess it's like a nurturing thing, and some people have it, whether they're mothers or not. Some people don't, you know, but I've always felt that kind of motherly connection with certain people. And it was quite interesting to have, you know, a boy in the house when I raised a 28-year-old daughter, you know, so it was interesting, but had to share that with you. So Huni Bakatoon, I wrote something for you. You ready for it, babe?
Yes, indeed, I am.
You there?
All right.
Now, remember, I've said this before, you have to read between the lines a little bit. So read between the lines, Mr. Huni. This is for you. To the great one, Magic Man Haru, I am honored by your presence in our room. You teach us what we can't see. You teach us how to be. You aware us of things most don't even see. Now it's mothers, the central part of being here, the ones who take burden as joy. Maybe that's where we get labor of love. You do this for us. You open up our minds and our souls, Mr. Huni Bakatoon, traveling for us, traveling with us, channeling the message of the Lord above with love, the message of energy, the message of the inner verse. Things are coming soon, and you will aware us from a higher authority, no matter what we believe in. You will then open our hearts. You will then open our minds. International Internet Hall of Famer is the disclaimer, and Hall of Famer 4 times, you know who you are, partnering to make everything better together. Things are coming soon. You may even heal our wounds in time and in tune. For everyone should be honored to be in a room with Huni Bakatoon. Love you, man.
Wow. You know, one of the things that the masters had, and I'm talking about the masters of mind-to-mind and hand-to-hand combat, is they told me to always be in control of your emotions. And I'm going through a great challenge right now because what you just shared live on air, you know, and to take time to you know, think about it and to pen something so heartfelt, you know, between what you did tonight and what Jerry did for me, when I received one of the highest honors, I can't thank both of y'all enough.
I'm a little choked up too.
I want to share something with you. Wow, that was something. You know, what I find amazing is for almost 38 years during my ministry, especially when I woke up and pretty much was transformed, pretty much in an instant when people talk about being born again. And to have been called some of the most, I mean, like heartbreaking things by people who thought that they knew me, relatives, so-called friends, and even foes who thought I had lost my mind for over 30, almost 38 years ago. And for to be able to reach one like yourself. And when I tell you the challenges was hard, because as many times I wanted to give up. And I'm like, what's the point? Especially being called to wake up on people that have been asleep and that have been stripped of everything that you could imagine. And for to be able to reach someone like you, Jerry, and a host of other people, you know, it's a very humbling thing, and I can't thank you enough. And you are such a woman. I wanna take time to give you your flowers as well. You know, the divine connection that we have, you're definitely a woman strong in faith, full of talent. You know, have overcome many different challenges, and you're definitely an inspiration to me as well. I personally want to say thank you so much. I give thanks to have met you in person and looking forward to meeting you on a number of other occasions. Before you go, let people the way you audience know how they can be supportive to you and your endeavors as well.
Oh, thank you, Hooney, and thank you, and I love you back. I'm so honored and blessed to have Brother O, you know, have this platform and that you and I got a chance to meet and forge some beautiful friendship together. My show is coming up next week, next Wednesday, the 10th, and we have a YouTube influencer coming on who is a tribute artist to two big rock bands, so Brother O and I will talk about that. And he's also going to be sharing some very interesting things that he's doing right now online. So that's going to be, I'm so excited that he's going to be on. So I hope you'll tune in next Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. on this great WBNN network. Thank you, Hooney, and happy anniversary.
You're very welcome, and thank you as well. I appreciate everything about you. Look, we have another caller in queue. Next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Well. Honey Buck 2, baby. You already know who this is, don't you?
Yes,
you
sir.
Know,
another
nobody but this.
How you doing?
You know, I had to step in on you to see what was really going on over here, because I like what you're doing, man. You keep on elevating, and I love that, because I too try to be an instructor, a teacher, somebody with knowledge just pass on to the next thing. My daddy used to tell me, you can have all the degrees, all the wisdom, all the knowledge that you want to have, but give it back. You're just as dumb as the people you're trying to give it to. You understand? You should follow me. So
yes,
I just
sir.
Want to say this to you, brother. I just want to say this to you. Me and you need to have a few phone calls so you can enlighten me, I can enlighten you, so we can come together and do a show together. That's what we need to do.
Hey,
now, with that being said,
consider it done.
Go ahead.
I would have said, consider it done. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this one here.
Well, we're gonna do this soon. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna talk. See how we gonna run it across the board. But I'm gonna leave it at that. You make time. I'm gonna send you my number in your inbox. And when you find time, you know what I'm saying. Holler at me. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, for all y'all that didn't say happy birthday to me yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday. I went 65 solar years into the present. So I'm still here. I thank the universe and the esoteric number for being in my favor. So with that being said, I will see you guys, I think, on the 15th, where the Boston Chronicles will be broadcasting live. You know, we're gonna act silly over there on the 15th. Y'all have a good night.
I know that's right. And happy birthday to you. Happy divine delivery for one of the greatest of our times. Matter of fact, I'm going to do you justice. Here's something I want you to write to. Don't you know that it's true that for me and for you, the world is a ghetto? I would love to collab with you on that one there, as well as many other things. Wow, I am feeling the divine love and the energy tonight so far. Hall of Fame 4 times. Hey, I'm feeling the need for you to get on those wheels of steel and do what you do best, sir. What you got for us?
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than us, a little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise 2 bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
sweetie? And dear mama,
please, no one above you,
sweetie. You all appreciate it.
lost some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Dear mama, dear mama.
I feel the God fell out in the spirit right now, because you know, thinking about his own mama. Did he fall in the spirit right now? Yeah, you fall in the spirit, honey, yeah, Bucker. So you need to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, look, when he said that line, hugging from my mama from a jail cell, I want to take time to be vulnerable right quick. Can I do that Hall of Fame for a time?
Yeah.
I remember just before I came out of high school, my high school year, actually, my graduation year, right, I took time to make one of the worst errors that haunted me pretty much well over 30 years, especially when it came to unemployment and all that kind of stuff like that, right? It was on Christmas, and my older brother, and we're going to laugh and joke about that, I got hit for a midnight robbery charge my senior year. And I remember and show you the power of a mother and her being the woman that she is. Right. Even though we were celebrating, you know, Christmas and things like that, all type of money that was spent for gifts, I remember on Christmas Eve, I'm sitting in jail, right? And I hear one of the night watchmen at the time, you know, they said, lady, we can't let you back there with that boy like that. I dropped my head because I already knew who mother it was. And I've always said, and she's so much more than this here. She was so much more than an undisputed, undefeated Bantam prize fighter. She was one heaven of a woman and a real mother that took time to take care of me and my older brother, the only other son of my mother, and many other children in our neighborhood. Many other children who may have been relatives of ours. She also was a motherly type as well. Anyway, I definitely want to take time to do that. So anyway, next caller, you state your name and where you calling from.
Huni Bakatun. How you doing this evening, brother?
I'm doing excellent. Hall of Famer enshrined. How you doing, Mr. Terrence Strength?
I'm doing okay. I just want to say congratulations to you for your 6 years of excellence. You're an inspiration to all of us. I've enjoyed you since I've been on the network. And just want to say congratulations. I appreciate you honoring mothers. And it's been a fun ride marked with a whole lot of accolades.
Love you too, fam. I'm going to tell you, it's such an honor, and it was even more of an honor to be able to meet you in person. The divine love and respect I have for you, and you know, for me to have been your campaign manager, I mean, you put in some serious work for us at WBNN as well as, you know, for this incarnation, you have came to work and you put together a lot of stuff for us, man. I'm not only a proud supporter of you, and I appreciate you, you know, pressing that one and coming on to well wish me tonight. Let We Will Aware You audience know how they can tune in to your show and your endeavors.
Yes, my show will be on May 9th, on Tuesday, May 9th, right before Ava Holly show, May 9th. The Know Your Right show with so yep at 9:30 WBNN. So I will see you then. But I just want to say congratulations. 6 years, man. That's a feat. That's a lot of shows. That takes a lot of commitment. So I had a great time meeting you in person. Also, I look forward to doing it again. It's been an honor. It's been a roller coaster ride. So we've had some fun, homie.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Love you with the heart and soul of me. Look, we have another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, state your name, where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Hooney. It's Tiana Speaks. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Woman of God.
So,
Tiana Speaks.
Yes. So I wrote a little poem, but I did it in a couple of minutes as I was listening. I just inspired, like, Ava. It's not going to be great as Ava's, but I wanted to write you something because, like, you know, I think you're such a wonderful person. So, you know, Hooney Magic Man Haru, I had to shorten your name. It was such a pleasure meeting you. That one day in PA with love and family, it will always be in my memory. You are wonderful and you are kind. We Will Aware You can influence the mind, putting in work, releasing you from mental slavery. You see this great man celebrating his 6-year anniversary. It is with the one and only WBNN, such a blessed station. It's all in our hearts, and our voices create what's known as Beverly Nation. That's for you, honey. All for you. And I just want to say I love the topic. I think it's so important. A mother's job is so important. I'm not a mother, but I have a girl that I call my daughter since she was younger, and I love her dearly. You know, her mother is very aware of me. Like, I took her under my wing, and I feel as though a lot of times the love of a mother is so great that it influences the behavior and the dispositions of many people, whether it's a woman, whether it's a man, and then they go about life because of the things that they were taught. Maybe someone didn't get enough love from their mother, so they seek it somewhere else and act out. And a lot of things, like, I think a mother's love is healing. It's comforting. You know, I can say, me personally, I have to give a shout out to someone. You said that something about mothers did not give birth. There's a person in my life who influenced me so greatly. She gave me love beyond love. You know, I ended up living with her. She was one of my mother's close friends. And at some point, I didn't even know she wasn't my real aunt until I got a little older. But she took such good care of me. She showed me love that I will never forget as a child. And she gave me such good memories of my childhood. And that when I think about good memories, I think about her. And how the love that she showed me, how she made sure I was okay. She made sure I was clothed, I was fed. And I don't understand how women can lay down with a man knowingly, you know, you can get pregnant and you don't know how to take care of a child. You don't know how to love a child. That is not fair. That is very selfish. So I want to give a shout out to all the mothers out there who don't mind and know that their love is great for their child, that they'll put their life on their line for their child. I think you definitely should be honored this Mother's Day because I feel like not everybody should be honored. And I just want to give a shout out to the people, anybody who's shown me love, any type of mother figure that's shown me love in my life, and the lessons that my mother has taught me throughout my life. I didn't have a great relationship with my mother growing up. That's the honest truth. But as I got older, I realized, you know what, there's something that even the people who have been friends with, they may have a great relationship with their mother, the things that I've always wanted, but at the same time, they don't have the knowledge I had that my mother has given me. I think I'd rather have the knowledge to navigate through life. That's more important because then when she's gone, I know what I need to do. you know. So, and our relationship is a lot better, and thanks to God, you know. And I hope that anybody out there who's missing their mother, my heart goes out to you, and I hope that those great experiences live with you forever, because just cherish them, because not a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there who will never know what that feels like. Cherish that moment that you had with your mother, that if she's no longer here. And if you were mistreated by your mother, I would just say my advice is to pray. Just keep praying, because things can change. They can. I'm not saying they will, but they can change. And just hope that, manifest that in your life. And I wish you any type of healing if you're listening to my voice right now. So I just want to say, tomorrow is my show, and I will be talking about morality. Basically, morals in regards to culture, music, business, relationships, and, you know, you're conscious. Do you do what's right in every situation, or do you do what you think you should do? So, Huni, happy six-year anniversary. I love you, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that WBNN is in existence, because I get to know great individuals such as yourself. God bless you, Huni.
Thank you for being the blessing that you are, and you are the motherly type that I had mentioned. And honors to your mother who gave birth to you, because you, both of you, and I'm meeting your mother through you. And I appreciate everything that you are, and thank you so much for taking time to share that with me and the listening audience. Look, we have another caller. Actually, we're going to take another break. Hall of Fame four times, if you will. Do us the honor, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. We got Anthony Hamilton in the house tonight. He just came from on tour. He got a little something he wanna say.
I know you love me. I can tell by the way that you kiss me. Tight when you hug me. Took me to school the very first day. Gave me a piece of buttercup. Sent me on my way. I know it's frightening. I can tell by the pain in your eyes. When the rent was late again. Too strong to fold. Being on your own. Lord bless the soul. Mama knows love.
Mama the love like the backbone. Used to fall asleep daily in the work zone. Mama swear you never have to worry again.
Mama, I swear you never have to worry, no, no.
Mama knew love like the
mama
backseat.
Knew love.
Used to wipe feet just to make the ends meet.
Oh, no.
Mama swear you never have to worry again.
A bright and early, right. Scrambled eggs, right. Swelling in your legs, right. Bills on the bed, still your man is right. Show me a smile, right. Then walk to work about right. 2 or 3 miles. Mom, I'm gonna struggle with you. I'm gonna help you see the bigger picture. You gave me something to walk and take away. You make it so easy to say I love you, mama.
Mama knew love like
a mama knew love.
Used to fall asleep daily in the work zone.
Every day.
Mama swear, you never have to worry again.
You never have to worry again. Mama love you, yeah, yeah.
Mama knew love like
mama knew love.
Used to wipe feet just to make the ends meet. Mama swear, you never have to worry again.
No, no, no.
Mama knew
right.
love.
And mama knew right. love.
She gave me love,
crazy love,
crazy love,
crazy love,
so much love.
Mama knew love,
mama knew love,
crazy love.
She gave me love,
she gave me,
crazy
she gave me
so
everything,
love.
Mama.
Mama knew love like the backbone. Mama knew love like a factory. Used to wipe feet just to make it easy. Mama swear you never have to worry again. Mama knew love like a back road. Used to fall asleep daily in your
mama
work zone. Mama swear you never have to worry again.
She gave me love.
Mama knew love like a factory.
we celebrate our brother, Honey Bakatun, and his 6th anniversary right here at WBNN. Now, of course, we're getting downtown now, okay? We'll bring on these callers. Please be swift. We got 3 minutes to talk to the man. We'll bring on the next caller. Come on, Honey. You know what time it is, baby.
All right, man, what a master mix. Next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Honey. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Always so much better when you press that one. Thank you so much.
I'm calling to support your show and say happy 6-year anniversary. I am not a mother biologically. I love your show topic, by the way. But I am caring for my niece who is possibly autistic, and I'm like a mother to her. I guess how you would say I'm a mother by default. And I just try to be nurturing and very fair with her. But I really, really appreciate you bringing up mothers and the different types of mothers and different types of attributes and traits that they should have.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Hey, quickly, let Rule Away you know how to continue to your show, please.
You can join me on May the 19th right here on WBNN.
Wow. I have so much divine love and respect and appreciation for you, Morgan. All right. Next call in queue. State your name, where you're calling from, please.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We're main man that worked for the parking authority. He almost got body slammed in front of the bum deli on Old York Road for sliding up with the tickets. What's good?
What's up, nephew? How you doing,
man? Oh, man, ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing to it. You know, I got to hang glide through the city to come show some love out here. You feel me? You know I'm like an action figure out here in real life. You know what I'm saying? So I got to, you know, the bad nephew got to come through, take care of the light work. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to all the old school. Shout out to all the moms and the mom moms and the baby moms. You know what I'm saying? And the little baby bop mom moms. You know what I mean? You feel me? That's what we doing out here. You feel me? Because this is what we gotta make sure we take care of them. Make sure we protect them. Because if we ain't protecting them, you know what I'm saying? Then they in danger. And if they in danger, then the kids is in danger. And if the kids is in danger, then there you go. It's like a cycle, another ending cycle. You know what I'm saying? Where it's lopsided, so we gotta shave the Gumby down, cause we not being an Ag Nicholas out here. We don't know what that means. So we gonna shave the Gumby down. You feel what I'm saying? And you know we gonna get Half Moon seasons going on all the way around. You feel what I'm saying? And everything be smooth. You know what I'm saying? Where all the moms gonna do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? These dads better do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? Cause Clever One out here, Bruce Lee and people. You hear me? I said Bruce Lee and people. Yeah.
Right.
So, look, check this out, but I'm going to be honest. I just wanted to stab in real quick, you know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to the old heads. Old heads is winning. You see what I'm saying? Clev One going to be out here. You know what I mean? Every third Woo Wednesday of the month, I will be on the third Wednesday of this month coming up Woo Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Shout-out to Ghostface Killer with the mask on, you know what I'm saying? Not when he was robbing people, though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where Mr. Lee at the Chinese store got a 357, but he ain't got no Lucy's. Check your satellites.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. Love and nephew. Thanks for pressing that one and coming on. Next call in queue. State your name, where you calling from, please. Next call in queue.
All right, hey, Brother Hooney. This is Dr. Chinchilla. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, woman of God and our commissioner for WBNN.
Yes, and happy anniversary to you, your 6th anniversary. I am happy to celebrate it with you tonight. And to celebrate mothers along with you also, because it is the month for mothers, M for the month of May, and for mothers. So this is a wonderful month. So salute to all mothers out there, and it's also Women's Health Month and Mental Awareness Health Month, with so many women, you know, suffer from mental health and all that stuff, different reasons they have different mental issues. So salute to mothers, and hey, make sure you all take it easy the rest of this month. Try to stay stress-free, which I know is next to impossible, but try to kick your legs up and relax and pamper yourself. And, you know, this is our month, mothers. And so I am a mother of 8, and I love being a mother. All my kids are grown, though, thank God. But as they were coming up, I really enjoyed motherhood, you know, raising them. And thank God they all turned out to be good young adults and adults, and also good parents for the ones that do have children. And I have 5 grandkids. And, you know, it's great. And for those of you women that are not mothers that, you know, called in tonight, and, you know, guess what? You're still a woman. So it is still Women's Month to me, because we're celebrating women. So thank you, Brother Hooney, so much for doing this show, celebrating and saluting mothers. And I invite you all to tune in Sunday for News Forum. News Forum Sunday night, we're going to have more candidates on that are running for political office. We have 2 judicial candidates coming on, and there's going to be 3 people running for city council at large. And, I mean, these races are, like, really crazy, y'all. So make sure you tune in Sunday night to News Forum. And, hey, Brother Hooney, happy, happy anniversary. Let's see, Fred Flintstone, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Remember that, Fred Flintstone? Remember they did that? Happy anniversary. Is it? Every time somebody starts to talk, happy anniversary, and they just started back up with it. But happy anniversary, Brother Hooney. I love you. I love what you're doing, the wonderful job you're doing here on the network, here on WBNN, Beverly Nation, and you're just awesome. And, yes, it was definitely a pleasure meeting you in person, and, you know, you're wonderful, Hooney, and I love your show. Magic Man Haru, thank you so much for all you do.
Wow. Thank you as well. And it was definitely an honor seeing you in person. Looking forward to doing some work. And I am a proud, proud sponsor for your endeavors and the work in which you're doing. All right. I want to take time now to thank everyone who called in, tuned in, listened in to this 6-year anniversary where it was live and direct, as well as some of the people that's going to tune in when it's archived. I got some other stuff I want to say when I close the show out tonight, but I want to say again, thank you to each and every one of you who was there from our opening night to this night. So now, with no further ado, Hall of Fame 4 times. Do us the honor.
Mother in Gosey, it's been 20 long years since you've been gone from me, and I miss you very, very much. I always would love my mama, because she definitely, in this world, after two divorces, definitely my favorite girl. Now, of course, you know, just saying, I'm going to bring on, hopefully, the 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame nominee, but I know that she, you know, is here for us right now. And so, Thomas Smith, we have to say to your Abba tonight and his anniversary.
Hey, honey. Happy anniversary. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yeah. I just want to thank you for all that you do. I tell you,
Wow, 6 years is double the time that I've been here. But I tell you, keep doing what you're doing, because you've been on this journey longer than I have. But know that your labor is not in vain. So many of us appreciate what you do. So keep doing what you do. And again, I always have to thank Brother O for allowing us this opportunity. So that's all I want to say. Proud of you. Keep paving the way for many to come. Thank you.
All right. Again, the 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Miss Ansa Thomas. And, of course, tomorrow we will interview Mr. Jetty 8-Track tomorrow with, meet the host with, our wonderful reigning commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla Jerry, the good doctor. And I cannot wait for all of that tomorrow on your favorite Facebook, 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And, of course, what more can I say tonight to Huni Bakatun and all the folks out there that, you know, celebrate us on a constant basis. Congratulations to the great Hall of Famer. And he's done something that no other host has ever done. On his 90th WBNN all-time connection record with the Darlene Lawrence Championship and the 7th consecutive championship. What more can we say to him having already been said? And, of course, tomorrow night, the outstanding Tiana Speaks. That's right, our wonder rookie, right? She'll be on here tomorrow night with the Power Thoughts, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. On the one and only Beverly Nation, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_Time. Ola Dani Malay, we're Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, our wonderful program tonight? Oh, late day lay. Dani goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dani Malay, we're Ngozi saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. This program tonight was dedicated to the wonderful Bare Knuckle Prize Fighter. This is the first time I got a chance to say this. I dedicate this show to Huni's mother because she was a wonderful, faith-believing woman who raised good children with love, honor, and respect. And you know, when Huni came to the house, he had to bow down and say, yes, mama, yes, sir. Yes, mama. You know why? Because he always loved his mama. She was his favorite girl. We give it back to N. Excelsior, the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, the 2020 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Insurani, and the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner, the WBNN Host of the Year for 18 and 2020. Oh, 2018. Let's be prompt, right? Let's be, you know, official. The 2018 and 2020 champion. The Magic Man Haru, Huni Bakatun.
Wow, wow. What a great, great show. Thank you so much for granting me. Now, I'm out of the 80s and into the 90s. Thank you so much for everybody who called in, tuned in, listening in. Press that one. To the 7 delegates who cast their vote for me to make me a unanimous entry into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, as well as a lifetime achiever for the exact same hall, and like Hall of Fame 4 times mentioned, a 2-time winner for one of the greatest mothers of our time, our ancestral angel herself, the master sound healer herself, one half of the Soul Twins, Anna Waddell. Thank you so much. I want to share a quick story right quick as I bring this advancement to a close. This is a very important message I want to give to everyone who's listening, as well as everyone who's going to listen to this show in its archive. I, as a son, and this is what I wanted you to hear, and I'm speaking this directly to the listening audience, but especially to my older brother, the only other son of my mother. I remember when she was about to make her transition, and at some point in time, I had fell asleep. And I heard her say, she used to call me B. She said, B, wake up. And she was laying there. The last time I saw her was on Mother's Day of 2009. She said, wake up. And I wake up, and I'm wiping my eyes. And she says, look at my mother. Now, that's another heaven of a woman that actually passed before she did. But her mother and her father came to visit her. Some of you out there know exactly what Magic Man is talking about. Don't let the media and the devil try to say that our ancestors aren't real or our loved ones is going through some great illusion. The spiritual world is just as real or even more real than what we have been taught or thought to be a reality. But I'm sharing this with you because I had a decision to make. She looked at me, and even though I wanted her to stay here on this plane, it was time for her to make a transition, y'all. And she asked me, she said, look at my mother and my father. They look so beautiful. Can I go with them? And at that time, I had to mature quickly. I had to absorb that lesson in advance from it very quickly that I looked at her with compassion. I had to put aside my personal love that I had for my mother at the time. And I had to offer her a master key for her to leave from this plane to enter into the next. So those of you who still have a chance while your mother's still here, try to heal what can be healed. Try to dissolve what can be dissolved. If not, even if you have to love your mother from a distance, take time to do that. As always, again, thanks to all and all who've been all through all above and the compassion all. And on that note, we will aware you. We'll return 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.